the place where your dreams come
true. It is Brian's World.
So listen. Coming at you.
He's an artist from Rochester, New York, with a raw and soulful vibe. His name is True Star, and he's here to share his experiences of fatherhood and artistry during the pandemic. Please welcome, I Am True Star.
Working in radio is like I've always been trying to find something that vibe I really tap into. Like even with how you address love and how you address like yourself and how you see yourself, like it's on Viva, bro.
I appreciate you saying that, G, for sure. Because okay. I put a lot into this project.
I can tell, bro, but like, how does your story relate? That's what I want to know. How does your story relate to Viva?
I was going through it with the mother of my child, Heavy, at the time, to be honest. And, you know, it was just like the whole relationship thing, bro, and the whole idea of what love is and how it pertains to me. You know, it's a growth process with you and this woman. You know, we moved from Rochester because I'm originally from Rochester, New York.
So. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Born and raised. I was on WBLK for a year.
My father from Niagara Falls. I grew up listening to WBLK all the time. Buffalo, shout out to upstate.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. My brothers and sisters, they from Niagara Falls and shit, you feel me? So, like, I'm very familiar with all parts of Western New York, but I'm born and raised Rochester. But family, Niagara Falls, grandparents, all that. So,
like Buffalo is definitely in the garbage plate or something like that.
Yeah, the garbage plate,
yeah.
That type of stuff.
But I got you.
Shout out to all that stuff. Well, my people's invented ball sauce, though. So that's, we definitely upstate for sure. That's what's up, man. Shout out, man.
That's wild.
So we moved out here, you know, and, you know, I'm just like, just learning a lot about myself because I've been to the feds. I've been through a few things, you know, so it's just a current growth process. So Viva is just like, just all of that in music, you know, it's just learning this woman and you know how to properly love her, not the idea of what I think love is, you feel what I'm saying, learning the type of love that I want from a woman, you know, and what I expect as far as how I want someone to love and treat me too, because I think we don't really take into consideration the way we love people, you know, we just say I love you and we just love how we love, but like, nah, maybe that doesn't feed that person or serve that person properly. So just all that. And then seeing the true version of love is like looking at your child. You know, that's my first kid. So that's like, there's like just all different versions of what love is like hitting me. So you'll hear that, you know, when looking into my son's eyes, like staring at the sunrise, it's the truth. Every time he wakes up in the morning, it's like the first time I seen him. It's like the illest thing, bro. I've never experienced that level of love. You feel me? And the real relationship stuff, when you willing to go through all of that craziness and still find your way back to one another, you feel what I'm saying? Like, not this fake social media love, but like that stuff that lasts, because people married in my family, you feel me? So like, I didn't grow up seeing divorces. I grew up seeing 40 years, 50 Amen. Years. You know, my parents been together 35 years. You know? Like, I don't got that whole story that they try to put in media. I don't know that type of life. All the men in my family are fathers to their children, and that's how I am. So just seeing that, you know, and learning how to get to that real stuff, not this social media cap, you know, because that type of love, we'd be ready to throw away that all the time. We throw that stuff away. Nothing.
Because it's based on surface. It's based on the image and all of that.
Yeah, it's goofy, bro. Yeah. It's all goofy, bro. We got to find our way back to the real. So that's what that's about.
How hard would you say it was as a man to say that, you know, you want to kind of tap into yourself and kind of get more in tune with yourself to figure out how to love others?
I think it's a hard process, because every time you think you're doing it right, you know, you may not be, you know, so it's a continuing process, and you just gotta be willing to go through it. And not be, it's not so much how hard as a man, it's just like, as a human, am I going to be selfless enough to do it properly? And that's it, you know, and it ain't easy. You're going to definitely have some arguments. some fights and get out the house. Like, I pay all the bills here. What the hell are you talking about? Get out the house.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? Like those type of things, you know what I'm saying? And you get to the places where you just say all the hurtful stuff because that's now this is what we're doing. We're just trying to hurt each other now. We ain't even trying to find, we just want to feel right about the situation and that's it. We want to forget everything else. So it's like, I don't know, man. It's a continual process. It's a process that sometimes you want to give up on, but you know, you can't stop loving, man.
What's really tripping me out for real is I saw the movie, the short movie you did.
Oh, Smoke Break.
Yeah, but that was what, 2018, I think, right?
Yeah.
And weren't you just about to have a kid?
Yeah, that's her in the background. You see it, she pregnant. So that's what the story was about. Dude trying to change his life before he had his first child and all that. So it was kind of real in that. I ain't out here killing people. But that's what the story was. That's what the movie was based around. An assassin that's just trying to, you know.
That was smooth though, bro. How you got, bro? I ain't gonna lie. That was kind of smooth how you put that together.
Yeah, I wrote it, directed it, started it, you know. Did, you know, we got to do everything nowadays, bro, you know, so can't wait for nobody. So
yeah,
it's me and my guys and got some family in it. I have my uncle in it. You know, I have my boy DJ Ease in it. You know, shout out to DJ Ease. I got, you know, my man Fireman. You know, I got some, I just have my friends in it. Like, yo, I need you to do this. Say these lines. Everybody kind of did their part. I was really proud of that project. Thank you for mentioning that.
Cause bro. Came out really good. And believe it or not, even though I'm pretty, you know, obviously it was a script, but even in the script, like I kind of feel like it was a good introduction of who you are.
Thank you. I worked hard on that too, man. You know, like I didn't have a chance to push it the way I needed to because baby boy was born like right after that. Mm-hmm. And I was dealing with a lot of life stuff, you know. We had just moved out here, so it was a lot going on. Plus, I was fresh off probation. There was a lot going on with Smoke Break, man. I wish I would have been able to like put a lot of like more money behind it and like really get it out there. Maybe like enter it into like Tribeca or just like get it like seen because from a film standpoint, I think I did decent for my first, you know, shot at it. You feel me?
Yeah.
I want to do more film for sure later on.
Man, I was not ready for when, bro. I thought y'all was just listening to music in the car. I ain't about to yo up for real.
Oh, shoot. You from the DMV area?
Yeah, yeah.
I could tell. As soon as you say yo, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know where he's from. Man, some of my best friends from Baltimore, man. Upstate and Baltimore is a lot more similar than people think. I noticed that when I was around them. We got, like, this, like similar outlooks on stuff, you feel what I'm saying? And we both don't really go for no BS, you know what I mean? Like, we got a real approach to life.
So back to Viva, the cover. Walk me through the cover, like, and kind of how that relates to the story.
It's the first project that I had me on the front of it, right? Like, I've had other tapes or things I've been a part of, and I'll have, like, a different graphic. Like my very first project was called Hair Like Basquiat, right? And that was, like, the first project that got people on to, like, my sound. Yeah, so, like, that got, you know, I got Basquiat on the front of it. I never really had me on the front of a project. And I felt like this was like a great representation of where I'm at as a man in life at this moment. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, let me put myself on the front of this. So, you know, we had like this spot in Vegas that had some like little abandoned cars. And it's like, it just felt like it mixed well because the music is definitely smooth and soulful, but listening to the lyrics, it got that grittiness to it because of where it comes from. You know, it is like, from a real raw point of view. So I just felt like it mixed well. And it was about time that I put my face on the front of something so people could like see me. Like, I stand by this project. Like, I really felt like it's one of the best projects of 2020 off the rip when we were recording. I'm like, I know this is good. Like, I just felt good about it all the way through. So
like when you got raw music like that, bro, like you can do so much stuff with the words, bro. Like, you had so much wordplay in it.
For sure. And it's all real. And I'm a rhyming. The pen is there, you know, and I wanted to make sure that I got my point across. So, like, I appreciate when people point out the words, you know, because I get so caught up in, like, oh, the beat is hot. You know, so much disposable music. But, like, nah, when people put in their soul into it, you should, like, take time and listen to it. So that is, like, I appreciate that.
Did you, in terms of the production, did you have any say in that? Or is that all you or is that somebody else? Or how did that
Those work? Are my guys, you know, people that I've been working with from the start. Like, my brothers are on there, Suburban Plaza. They're like killing the game right now from a writing and producing standpoint, like just killing it right now, like with all type of people. Like, so like, but we're all from Rochester. We've been working together. That's family. you know, like my guy, Skylo, that's my young homie, you know, like these are all my people that I've already been working with. So it was like, I didn't tell them to do anything. I just know whatever they send me, we're going to figure out, we're going to work it. And if it's ill, we'll get the band in it. We'll make it full and, you know, put it together, you know? So DJ Matty Ray, these are all my friends.
And they're from The Rock too?
Nah, some of them from Philly, you know, some from out here in Vegas and Nevada. World's small, you know, with the internet and everything, but these like my personal friends. These ain't nobody that I just know off of Twitter and hit up for beats. Like, I know these people, you know, they come to my house. Let's keep working it, put my band in together. We'll get the keys on it, we'll get the drums on it, make it right. But I just want to continue to grow with my people.
We always comfortable with your voice?
I don't think I was always comfortable with my rap voice, like that rap stuff. But where I found my pocket with the way I do my stuff now, definitely, like, I felt like, and I also felt like I was leaving, like, certain things out, because I can sing. I grew up singing, like, my people's in the church and stuff like that. You know, my father, when street dudes clean their life up, they always end up in the church. So my dad had us in the church, you know what I mean? So, like, in that choir that I grew up in, that church, man, they had record deals. There was a few people in the choir that was killing, like, it was different. So, like, I grew up into all of that type of stuff, like, you know, so I always sung, but I felt like I was leaving that out. Why would I deny that? So I just had to find my sound, you know, and that was really it. Like, but yeah, as soon as I found it, I was like, yeah, let me roll with this, you know, this is how it's coming. And
I feel like once you hit that point, it takes off so much pressure of trying to like fit in and trying to like be something else.
People go through that. A lot of artists go through that. I really didn't. That was probably my biggest thing. It's like, man, I don't want to sound like this dude. I don't want to remind you of this dude. I want you to like, yo, that's true. Like, okay, the more you get to know it and get to become a fan of it, it's like, yeah, I just want to do my own thing. I never wanted to fit in. Well, everybody want to fit in because you want to get accepted. You want to make money. You want people to stream and stuff like that, right? Yeah. But like, I don't want to sound like you or this, that, or that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to do my own thing and let it be appreciated like that. You know, artists, everybody wants to sound the same. Basically.
So let me ask you this, and then we'll move into the pandemic too.
Right.
In terms of singles, what are you pushing from Viva?
We started with Something's Gotta Change. We rolled that out overseas and then over here. And it's been going well. We got the video dropping for that, like next week.
Okay.
So that was great. And we got Selena and American Idol. So those would be the follow-ups. And we're going to shoot visuals for pretty much everything on the project for the rest of the year. Definitely look for the Selena single, the American Idol, and the Speed Limit single for sure. I got a crazy idea for a video for Testify that I want to bring to life. So it's not enough just to do the work. You got to, like, execute. So different songs on the project got a piece of clothing, like a t-shirt or a hoodie to go with it. Designed it. It's crazy. You could check that out at iamtruestar.com too. So yeah, we just gonna keep our foot on the gas as best we can and keep pushing before they, you know, try to lock us down or whatever. We ain't gonna stop, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep knocking on this door. So as many people that could help. Yeah, you know I mean, that's really where it's gonna go. So
hey man, you got my support, bro. I
appreciate that. I appreciate 100%. That big time,
man. On the topic of being a creative in the midst of the pandemic, how has it been out in Vegas in terms of, like, what does it look like pandemic wise? Like, everything shut down or what?
Nah. It's Vegas, bro.
They like, nah, we getting this bread.
They open, bro. People, they open. And what happened in Vegas is like this. Since everything around it was pretty shut down, like Cali was shut down, everybody came here. So it got crazy. Like it got really live on the strip. People were shootings and different. Wow. It was getting bad out here because it was a lot of craziness just like moving here. Cause like, man, look, this is the only place that's open. But Vegas was still kind of open. Like Carol, the mayor, she was, I don't know if you've seen her on CNN, but she was willing to offer us up as like a testing or like a guinea pig, like, hey, I'll just open up my city and let everybody come here and let's just see what happens. Man, check the CNN interview with Carol Goodman, man. She offered up the whole city of Vegas on a silver plate, like, here, open them up. And we ain't really experienced too much lockdown, bro. Like, some businesses, like salons and barbershops, were shut down for like maybe 2 months. And then it got back open, man. Like, Vegas about that money. So that's where everybody came. They was either in Miami because Florida didn't care, or they was in Vegas because Nevada didn't care. Like, you know, because it's Nevada and everybody got guns on their hips. It's a cowboy state. So, like, how you going to really tell them that some of these people just don't care? Some people, they don't care. They just be in there. I was in the post office a few days ago. Dude didn't have his mask on. I'm like, man. This dude, you could tell he being defiant for no reason. Mm. I guess defiance for no reason, really. Like, and it just makes puts everybody at risk because this virus is serious. Jeremiah is definitely in the hospital. People are dying from this joint. They got lounges open and different clubs. Like, they doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. Like, no doubt about it. Like, they doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. It's Vegas, so you can only expect it to shut down so much.
Would you say that it's still putting a damper kind of on your mood and, like, on, like, the whole creative because of all of this?
I mean, it puts your damper on the mood as a human. Like, I can't see a human. I can't see people smile. You can't see me smiling. You don't even know. So the level of human connection is gone right then and there. Like, when you're walking and you can see someone, it's mouth, you can see if they're happy, if they're sad, doesn't matter. But you can see the situation and go the other way, steer however you go, you know. But now you can't see nobody's intentions. You don't see nobody's, like, it's a layer of energy that's, like, cut between it. I don't really like it. I try not to go out too much, or I go to the studio, just be me and my engineer. But, like, that's it. Like, because it's a disconnect out there right now. People just walking around, getting their stuff and going on. It's really dampening to the human spirit more so than anything. And I don't know when it's going to stop. We all kind of just hope it just goes away next year.
There's really nothing that says that it will, to be honest with you. Everybody's just...
There's certain things in life that make it dope, right? Mm-hmm. Concerts and festivals and clubs and amusement parks and just stuff like that is what make it dope. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff that we want to do, people be able to smile and hug people. I went back home to Rochester. I couldn't hug my grandmother. I haven't been home in a year and a half, 2 years. Like, that was crazy. I had to elbow bump my grandmother.
Wow.
That's bananas to me. I can't do that. My favorite uncle died this past year, you know, during this whole COVID thing, right? Like, my twin uncle, he looked just like, everybody thought he was my big brother. Like, that's my guy. I couldn't go to the funeral. They had a live stream of it with 10 people in there. That was mind boggling. I haven't been able to process that death yet.
Man.
Just because I haven't been able to be there. I haven't been able to grieve and process that death yet. I just have to act as if it hasn't happened because I wasn't able to touch it or feel it or be a part of it in any way. During this recording of Viva, my engineer's grandfather died. You know, from this, like,
from COVID.
We all were touched by this year.
From what you worked on during the pandemic, has any of that affected your music at all?
Some of it, I mean, I guess it affected the way I was working at the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, you're not in the mood to really, you know, go to the studio, and you can't because, well, how are everybody going to be around each other? We're all going to be in there working on stuff with masks on. And how
it's weird.
Even, like, yeah, the vibe simple stuff. Yeah, it's simple stuff, like when you're in a writing session, because I'm a songwriter, so, like, if we're passing a blunt, simple stuff like that has to change, had changed. Simple, like, that's different, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of it, you know? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's definitely changed a lot of things, for sure. And I understand why people are upset about it, but we could have all just went inside and wore masks in the beginning, and we probably wouldn't have had to deal with this like other countries.
Yeah.
But we did, because we're Americans, and how dare you tell us what to do? Look at what it got us. Other countries is done with this. My guy is going to Mexico and all that stuff. It's like, no, other countries ain't even dealing with COVID. They over it because everybody went in the house and did what they're supposed to do.
You think some creatives who may be struggling right now should... like, maybe they should just kind of kick back for a minute and don't try to force anything?
No, make music. Make music. Don't let nothing stop the music. We let us never let anything stop the music. That's our connection to God. Yeah, we ain't going to let virus. We done been through virus before, and there was still stuff getting made. So don't let nothing stop your flow and your creativity, whatever it is, whether it's music, film. Do what you got to do. Write that next script. Figure it out, because we're going to get through this. You know, but we have to be serious about it. And even if we have to live with it, we have to figure out how to live with it. But we better do it. We're going to do it. We're going to figure out how to live with it and go for it. So please write that next song. Please make that next beat. Please make your next painting. Please do all of that stuff. Do not let anything disconnect you
from what you do. We're not going to do that. And if anything, write the better song, right? You know, get better with it, become a better piano player, get stronger with your guitar playing, become a better artist. If anything, go deeper into your hyperbolic time chamber and come out, you know, come out a super saiyan, come out different, like come out way better. Please don't let anything stop it. If anything, let's go harder. Let's put out the best music that we can do. I know that's my plan for sure.
Yeah.
That's definitely my plan. I've got a lot of more music to go from this. You know, we just got to work it and execute it. We don't have shows. I can't tour. I was supposed to go on tour. Can't tour. We can't do any of that stuff. So right now, let's just focus on what we can do. We can continue to make music, you know, have conversations with awesome people like you, you know, continue to spread the word and keep going forward.
Is songwriting that escape for you?
Yeah, I would say so for sure. It's more of a release because they know escaping this, right? I'm going to wake up. I'm going to have to deal with it again, right?
Same thing,
the skin that I'm in, the family that I have, whatever situations that are going on, they ain't going away overnight. So it's no escape, but definitely a release. Go ahead and get that out, especially since, you know, us as men and black men, we're not really taught how to deal with our emotions as effectively as we need to. Yeah. You know, a lot of us only have either anger or laughter, and that's it.
or complete, just disconnected in
disconnected, just drinking, everything. High somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only three modes that we are even allowed to have. So, right. You know, so it's kind of like, this is the way, you know, as we try to get better with finding ways to properly deal. You know, that's the everlasting struggle with men. And like I said, definitely black men from the neighborhoods that we're from. We're working on ourselves. Y'all got to be patient with us. Like we patient with y'all. We trying, you know, and that's all it is. So, yeah, definitely a release that's necessary. I like the box, too. So, you know, I got a few other things, but by far music is more of a release or, you know, the legacy thing. This is all I've ever wanted to do, you know, from battle raps on the corner to singing auditions to all that, man. Like, this is what I like. Everybody got their thing. This is my thing.
Bro. And you can hear that on Viva, man. So continue to do your thing, bro. 100. Do me a favor, plug your socials and stuff real quick.
Yeah. Check me out at Twitter and Instagram at I Am True Star. That's IAMTRUSTARR. And you can also check me out at my website, www.IAMTRUSTAR.com, spelled the same way, IAMTRUSTARR. Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff too.
Yes, indeed, bro.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Hopefully this experience can help you with your experience. As always, hit me on Twitter at Brian James Live. Keep experiencing life 110% you.
Don't go nowhere, I'm coming to see you. And y'all don't want no problems.
It's Brian's World Live.